Welcome. The last pasuk in this week's parsha Mishpatim, Torah tells us that Moshe went up to Hashem b'tocha Anan. And Rashi there comments, Anan is a kamin ashan. It's like a cloud of smoke. Kamin ashan hu. Basalo haKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe shvil b'tocha. And Hashem made it, because you know, how can you navigate your way amongst the cloud? You can. So Hashem made him a path. So what is this point that Rashi's trying to make for us, that Hashem made him a path through this cloud of smoke? Because, meaning he could have just made it that for Moshe to go in this cloud would have been fine, meaning that he needed a path there? What is this path? What is Rashi trying to tell us that Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu a path through this cloud? So, Rav Moshe Feinberg learns an interesting yesod from this. I mean, it's a yesod you might realize is true, but the fact that he learns it from this is also of interest. And he says that the Torah isn't light reading. Okay, it's not just, let me just read this little kitzur, and now if I read all of this quick guide to kashrus, now I know Hilchos Kashrus, and I read this quick guide to Hilchos Shabbos, I know Hilchos Shabbos. And we know that there was a machloket back in the day about whether or not to write down Torah Shebal Peh or not. You know, there's a famous Gemara in Kiddushin that they said, oh, the Torah is written, now we don't need Talmid HaChachamim, now we don't need anything. The Torah is sitting in the corner, whoever wants, go and take it. And obviously we need the Torah Shebal Peh to explain it, you need a Rebbe to explain it, you need a Masorah, so we know all that is rejected. But the Torah Shebal Peh is not just this light reading that if I read through it, now I know it. No, you need a Kabbalah of it. You need expertise. You need to know how one area of a sugya relates to another area of a sugya. I remember somebody asking Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal about a certain course somewhere where people were being trained for one area of halacha. Maybe they were being trained in Hilchos Nidar and Hilchos Shabbos. And he said, listen, even if a person learns all of one area of halacha, learns all of Hilchos Shabbos, and they knew it inside and out, I still wouldn't ask them a shaila in Hilchos Shabbos. Because, you know, there's a whole area of... that nothing is just contained in Hilchos Shabbos. There's also, at the same time, if I'm going to be machmir on this, so there might be Shalom Bayis at stake, there might be a Seik Seika, there might be a Tzorech Rabim, there might be Kavod, you know, there's all sorts of factors. And so therefore, and the same is true in Hilchos Nida and all areas of Torah. There's the whole Klali Sveik Sveikos of the Shach that you have to know. You can't just learn one area of Halacha and be like, well, I know this one. So Moshe Feinstein is saying that even if you you have the books, Torah Nidna Banan, Shetzarich Kabbalah Ech Lavin, you need a Mesorah on how to understand it, to understand a topic completely and full of Lishiro. And how do you do that? Verov amal v'yegia, through hard work, limtzol shvil hayemet shabatorah, in order to find the true, clear path in the Torah. And therefore, you can't just say, well, I have lots of books. In his words, lo yo'il mashi yiknu kol asorim shabolam. Doesn't help that I own all the books in the world. Le'dad din baror b'lo kabbalah mechach me'atorah shabachol dor bador. No. You need a Masorah, you need to go to the Rebbe, you need to do what's called Shimush, so that way I know when I get this type of Shaila, this is how I approach it. And you can't calculate it like a formula. Well, this item and this size pot, and now it's Mutter. It doesn't work like that. There's so many more factors. You need a Masorah, how to apply it. That doesn't mean you sometimes won't reach the right conclusion. I know some people are thinking that way. I did learn it like that. Okay, there's more. It's more involved than that. Rav Amital used to tell us all the time something called Ein Patentim. There's no shortcuts. What does it mean there's no shortcuts? I can't just read this guidebook and now I know it. The whole point is, how do you know any sugya? It's the sugya that you toiled over with your blood, sweat, and tears, that you spent Yomam V'Layla trying to figure it out. Any boy here who ever gave a chabura told me that that's the sugya he knew best. Why? Because the sugya that he went over so many times to prepare it well enough that he could teach it to others, that's the sugya he knew, even though he paid attention and wrote copious notes on every other shir, the one he knew best was the one that he went over so many times that he was able to give it over. Even 101 times, that's a better better amount of time. So that's the lesson of Moshe Feinstein says. Why is Rashi bothering to tell us? Moshe went up in a cloud. So he went up in a cloud. What was the cloud? You could see, you know, if Hashem's taking him up in a cloud, it's clearly a miracle going on here. So what, Moshe's ability to see in the cloud is such a chiddush? Why is Rashi bothering to tell us that Hashem made him a path in the cloud? So that's the message that Moshe Feinstein says. You have to understand that when it comes to the Torah, there are many areas and pitfalls. So you think you learned one area, and now you think you're an expert. Nope. You need the Mesorah, you need the Gedolim, you need Rabbanim, you need Poskim to help guide you the right way. It's Sarich Leida Hashvil, Shevachayim, Lishamer, Michol Davar Moneh, Likium HaTorah. Anything, any pitfalls that might stop you from it. So you need a Mesorah, you need a Shvil, you need a Derech to follow. And that was what Hashem did for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went up in a cloud, but Hashem made him a path to teach us that always it's not just enough to be learning the Torah. And it's not easy reading. It's something that we have to work at. And it's something that we also need guidance from our Rebbeim and our Gedolim in order to properly navigate the path of Torah. May we all be Zocha to always work hard and learn our Torah, Emes Lamizo, and be Zocha to have it clear as the path in the cloud that Hashem made for Moshe Rabbeinu. Shkach.